This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We will continuously reinforce to all players, caddies, staff members, and support personnel on property at PGA Tour events to adhere to social distancing and other safety protocols that further minimize risk.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of the PGA Tour Commissioner, Jay Monahan, and he has been an ever-present force and personality, a voice as well, as the PGA Tour has returned and has done so with these three events that have return to rave reviews. Let's be honest. Golf has done really well, even with a few hiccups in the last week. Either players testing positive for the virus or people who are around other people who tested positive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome PGA Tour analyst Reid Fowler from DraftKings. And Reid, it's been 3 weeks of tournaments now and a couple of blips, right? A couple of different challenges that have popped up. But overall, it feels like it's been a positive return. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's a situation that has never happened before. It's unprecedented. So going into these things with a plan, I think the one thing that that every association, every professional association, whether it be sports or just in jobs, you have to be able to adapt to the situation. And, you know, with Jay Monahan, with these tests that have come through, you know, they're in terms of the larger number, you may think, well, it's just a couple of guys here and there. But at the same time, one person is enough, right, to start to reassess on the protocols and the testing. So that's something that I've appreciated from Jay Monahan with, hey, if we need to include more testing, if it's at certain junctures where it's becoming more of an issue, then let's do that. And so adapting to the situation, I think, is something that you have to appreciate, but it's a fluid situation. As long as things are safe, you know, you're kind of hoping that it does stay safe, but at the same time, I'm sure he'll change it if need be.
It's interesting to see golf without fans. And while it is more of a game that lends itself to the stretches of quiet, what's been your perspective as you watch it with no galleries?
Yeah, I think some of the guys have mentioned it, right? It's different when it's Sunday evening and you're coming down the stretch, and usually you see on the 18th hole, especially at Travelers last week, it's usually just, you know, it's a sea of people, and it's that stadium type seating. And the grandstand surrounding it. So that looks a little different, but I got to be honest, I don't mind not hearing a guy saying, get in the hole on the par five after a tee shot. That's actually something that I don't miss, although it's fun to hear, like, you know, as a golf fan, it's funny the first time, but the 100th time you hear the par five, it kind of gets a little old. So that's kind of nice. And, you know, you hear a little bit more of the back and forth with the caddies and the golfers, and that's always fun to hear. If you're a golf fan, hearing them think through a shot is always very interesting. We don't usually get to hear that, so that's been fun.
What about the competition? We've seen a lot of the top golfers in the world take advantage of this restart. What have you seen so far in the actual golf?
Yeah, in the top five, playing in these tournaments that they usually don't, right? So Rory, Rahm, Dustin Johnson, JT, Brooks. They usually don't play well. You know, DJ usually plays at the RBC because that's one of his sponsors, but they usually don't play these tournaments. And we see these shorter courses, these par 70s, And there's always been that discussion about, well, we're lengthening the golf course to make it more difficult. But then guys like Bryson put on 25 pounds of muscle and are driving the ball 370 yards. That's not really what potentially makes it more difficult. And so that was an argument out there, right, in sort of the golf world and the industry saying, well, shorten the courses and it's going to make it more difficult. But we've seen now these guys like Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau do well. But then that also includes players like Webb Simpson, who won the RBC Heritage, that you don't necessarily have to be a long hitter to do well. Rory McIlroy, one of the longest hitters, one of the best players off the tee, hasn't done well over the past couple of weeks. And so it allowed us to see that the great golfers, the great ball strikers are always going to be up top. You don't necessarily have to hit it a ton, but it's pretty fun to see these top guys play these other tournaments.
Actually, I thought it was really cool to see Phil Mickelson, right after he turned 50, put on this incredible performance in the first two rounds of the Travelers, where he's in the low 60s.
Yeah, and it's vintage Phil, right, to come out and to do that when a lot of us look at Phil and saying exactly that. Well, he's 50 years old. He hasn't really done much over the past, you know, half dozen months. And we don't know. Is this the end of Phil? And he comes back with those aviator shades. You know, he played in the match with Tiger and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And then he comes out and he does that. You know, he faltered a little bit on the weekend. So we see that maybe fatigue was setting in or what have you. But for the first 2 days, we saw Phil back like we used to see Phil.
That's Reed Fowler, DraftKings, PGA Tour analyst, also dabbles in some NFL. And Reed, while we're talking about golf, we're going to have you take a quick break with us for our update, and then we'll get right back and look at some of the other challenges for the PGA Tour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Anytime you're mentioned with those guys, with Tiger, Jack, I think Arnie, you got to feel good about that because, you know, they're the best that's ever played this game. So, you know, anytime your name's mentioned in the same sentence with them, I'm very happy.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Dustin Johnson, who has now won a PGA Tour event in 13 consecutive years, a record only dwarfed by Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, guys that he mentions after Dustin won the PGA Travelers Championship this past weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're spending a few minutes with Reed Fowler, who is a PGA Tour analyst, a golf analyst for DraftKings. And so we can look at both the actual golf as well as the gambling aspect. So Reed, thanks for hanging on with us. Let's talk about the betting perspective as golf has returned these last 3 weeks. With fewer events, what's the gambling activity been like?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, if you look from the match, right, the Tiger versus Phil, one of the most, I think it was the highest event bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook since its inception. You're talking about football and the Super Bowl, and so looking at the match, going off of that and seeing sports, you know, on this hiatus and golf being one of the major sports coming back first, right, and really getting the quote-unquote limelight for sports, live sports, it's been fantastic. And it hasn't disappointed. You saw the first tournament come back at the Charles Schwab Challenge go into a playoff. And then you've seen these other tournaments with these top guys performing well. And so now the superstars of golf are getting more notoriety, but the players like a Daniel Berger that a lot of the casual sports fan doesn't know about, or a Xander Schauffele, or a Kevin Na, for instance, Victor Hovland, players that we know in the industry a lot better or more just because you're doing the research. You start to see those guys now, especially in this tournament, looking at Bryson DeChambeau as plus 650. I mean, this guy hasn't finished outside the top 10 in his last six tournaments, but getting Bryson at, like, seeing him at 650 odds, I mean, this is where you see Rory McIlroy, or this is where you potentially saw Tiger Woods back in the early 2000s. You see this number for him. And so now Bryson getting this number, Webb Simpson at plus 1,100 on the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now you're starting to see some of these other players, because the betting has been so popular, you see some of these numbers that you're not used to seeing on some of these golfers, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned Tiger. I'm glad. As someone who who does both the analysis as well as the betting, how much are you answering that question? When will we see Tiger Woods?
Yeah, a lot. Look, we're seeing Ricky Fowler in this tournament. We haven't seen him. Like, he's missed a cut. He's got a great last name, same as me. So it's awesome to see Ricky Fowler back in this tournament. But, you know, another guy that we haven't seen is Tiger. And Tommy Fleetwood is another guy that we haven't seen in the top 15. But Tiger, the most notable, right? He's someone that has been very meticulous with his schedule when he started winning a ton of tournaments. He doesn't usually play a lot, but especially now with this augmented schedule, with this schedule that's condensed with the majors, he's got to plan it out a little bit more. We all know Tiger Woods is a horses for courses, right? He loves Bay Hill. He loves the courses that he really does well at. And so at Memorial for Jack Nicklaus's tournament, that's where I think you start to see him back in action. There's two tournaments, one like back-to-back. There's one is smaller field type of event, and then it's followed by Jack's tournament, the Memorial. We see him there, and then start to ramp up a little bit more as we get closer to the majors.
Coming up in August for the first one, yeah. Reed Fowler from DraftKings, PGA analyst with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How much staying power do you think golf has, whether it's betting world or just overall, once it starts to compete with the other sports that will likely be returning? The NBA, we know MLS is getting ready. Obviously, we're looking down the road at football. This is such a weird situation for golf because some of their majors are not used to competing with the NFL and college football.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's been the silver lining in this whole situation has been that golf has gotten, it's front and center. It's gotten its time. And me personally, right, I'm biased. I look at golf as if you're playing daily fantasy golf on DraftKings, whether you're betting on golf, when you look at the longevity of, you know, those bets, if they're doing well, like let's say you had Dustin Johnson last week, you saw him not do so well on Thursday, but by Friday he was really in the hunt. And so now what you're thinking about is your bet that you potentially made on Monday is going to last you all the way through Sunday. And in no other sport other than probably football, right, do you have that type of cadence where you have that type of feeling for a long spread of time. And so I feel like people are potentially looking at this and saying, man, I could make a bet on, you know, Patrick Reed or Victor Hovland this week on a Tuesday. And if he's in contention on a Sunday, I have this bet for such a long time. But you're right, Amy. When you look at basketball, you look at football, even baseball to an extent, right? But especially football, we're not going to get this condensed schedule where we have the opening, sort of the opening weeks of football along with the majors. I think golf is very much in the conversation as being one of the top three sports to bet on right after basketball, or just to play and then to view as entertainment. And I know like it's hard to compete with football because that's just the name of the game, but with golf, there's a lot of similar feelings with it when you're talking about betting or daily fantasy.
Well, so let's talk about that. And I know you're in the golf world, but we know football dominates when it comes to gambling. This time of the year, it would be golf and baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
So you're not talking about this time of the year a whole lot else in terms of competition.
No, not at all. Not at all. And again, usually we've already had a couple of majors, right? And on the schedule. And so that usually, right, when it comes to April and when you see the drive down Magnolia Lane and you know that it's Masters, it's Augusta, that's really the start of the major season in golf. And clearly we didn't have that. And so we've had to switch a little bit. But now you're absolutely right. You have this opportunity where the U.S. Open is usually around Father's Day. We have the Masters. And so these tournaments are usually the upticks that we see, the peaks that we see in popularity. But really right now, you're talking about the meat of the schedule for golf now with it coming back. And a lot of these players looking at it, and at the top players, right? Because golf is similar to basketball in that sense, is that it's a game of superstars. When we see Tiger Woods, when we see Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, these guys who we've seen on commercials, Ricky Fowler, we follow those golfers. And so now really it's more like in that way, it's much more like basketball in a sense. But you're absolutely right. The schedule right now and the courses that we're seeing are highlighting a lot of the best golfers, which has been a nice, again, silver lining to this whole thing.
I know one thing for sure. The Masters can hold its own. Maybe not the other majors as much if it's up against football or a variety of other sports. But we know the Masters is appointment TV, where you've got people who may not watch golf at any other point of the year, but they're tuned into this event. And so I know there's going to be a lot of intrigue because of the novelty of having it in November. That one I'm not worried about. I just wondered, it'll be interesting to see where golf falls when it comes to, you know, the mass of sports returning in the fall.
Yeah. What's an interesting topic to talk about, to think about, too, because of that, right? Because of the tournaments. Well, what are the things about golf that has usually been popular, where it's been the players? Maybe it's the equipment that they're using, right? Everyone who loved watching Tiger Woods, you know, bought all of his Nike kits, right? The golf balls, the clubs, the shirts, the hats, everything. So it's been maybe a little bit more merchandise in the past. But now what's so important, I think, what the PGA Tour is doing, and just what we're trying to do as an industry as well, is bump up popularity, not just for the top guys, but also these secondary and tertiary players who are really, really good. Like Xander Schauffele, Sungjae Im, Tyrell Hatton, you know, Tony Finau, Gary Woodland, like these guys that we, again, that we know day in and day out, week in and week out, who play fantastic golf, maybe don't get the same amount of TV time or airtime that they're usually getting. Because Tiger Woods, we have to see every single shot when he's played in a tournament. But now, with that being said, I think a big push that's gonna not maybe rival football, but increase the popularity is let's get to know these golfers who are fantastic. Abraham Ancer, we've seen his name on the leaderboard. He's playing a fantastic golf. And so that's something that, you know, we're trying to do every single day. But the PGA Tour also looking at some of these players as, hey, maybe this is the next wave of superstars that we got.
Reed, before I let you go, where do you fall on the Ryder Cup, considering the international component and the reluctance of some, not all, but some European golfers to take the pains to get to the United States and to deal with potential travel during the virus?
Yeah, I'd say that out of any other sporting event, really, and again, I might be biased, but, you know, so what, because the Ryder Cup is fantastic. That is, like you mentioned, appointment TV. I would argue that, and this is just my opinion, that the Ryder Cup is second to Augusta when you're talking about some of the greatest TV, golf TV that we have. And because of that, so much of it is predicated on the fans as well as, right, where you are, where it's situated. Every, it switches off, right? It's played in Europe and it's played in the States here. Not having fans and then also having that, a little stress comes through when you talk about the Europeans in terms of what they're doing and how they're potentially having to get here. I would be more inclined to say that it should wait just to make sure everything is safe, because the Ryder Cup is such a sacred event. And if you don't have fans and it's a little hard for the Europeans to travel, I would rather be patient with it and get it right as opposed to try and force it a little bit this year.
You can find Reed on Twitter at Reed T. Fowler, PGA and NFL analyst for DraftKings. So once we get to football, we'll have to welcome you on again. But it's great to hear from you. Certainly golf is benefiting from having jumped into the fray and is dealing with it where, you know, there's this pocket and you can see the popularity surging. So that's awesome. Reed, thanks so much.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.